Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm broadcast today part one of my interview alongside Howard Stutz of Gary Carano, the executive chairman of the board of Caesars Entertainment, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Gary Carano's interview is brought to you in part by Caesars Entertainment, McDonald Carano, and the Business Council of Douglas County.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And now back to our interview with Gary Carano, who is executive chairman of the board of Caesars Entertainment. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here, sir.
Morning, Sam. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Your dad, at the time that he opened the property, there was, you know, tremendous competition, obviously, from the leaders. You know, Harold's Club and Harrah's were the big players in those days. And your dad opened this property on the wrong side of the tracks. He was a lawyer in town. And he didn't have the money to bring in the big entertainment. And he said, and has been quoted many times as saying, Frank Sinatra, you know, our food is our Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Tell
us, you know, a little bit about what it was like, you know, because you were a kid back then when that all started. What was it like growing up in that family?
My father was a young attorney, and his mother and great uncle and cousins owned the property where the original Eldorado sits today. And back then in 1973, I think the total project was $6.5 million.
Wow.
And like you said, that was a stretch for the family and my father, and he was able to acquire financing with, I think, First Interstate Bank in those days, and part of it. And then the final remaining piece came from our good family friend, Bob Sullivan of Valley Bank. Bob and Kenny Sullivan of Valley Bank, Reno, Las Vegas, they got the other $1.5 million, $6.5 million in 1973 to build the Eldorado. Today, that's about two restaurant remodels, how much we spend on restaurant remodels is, but that to give you an idea of what it was then. But that was, the family started then in 73. My cousin was the first general manager for a while, and there was lots of family. My great uncle, great aunt were making the raviolis and all the pasta in the pasta shop, and then all the kids, my siblings and myself, worked there from valet parking to cooks to room attendants to front desk clerks. Dad had the culture for us to make sure that we knew the business, and we all worked from the ground up, all the way up, whether it was in the hotel side. Glenn and Cindy worked on the hotel side, Greg worked in food and beverage, and Gene and I worked in the casino. Dad, that's how Dad tutored us and mentored us throughout the years, so we would learn the business from the ground up. Dad was with Bob Cashel and Bob McDonald, the original builders and founders of Boomtown. So we worked out there, and I dealt the games at Boomtown and worked the casino floor. And in those days, Bob Cashel, we'd work swing shift at night. And then during the days, we would work on construction to do all the many expansions at Boomtown. But then I had the opportunity to go to Las Vegas. Bob McDonald was chairman of the board of the Holiday Casino on the Las Vegas Strip. And I had the opportunity to do a two-year internship where I dealt all the games. I dealt blackjack, craps, roulette, baccarat, and worked in the slot department. And in those days, the Holiday Casino had the loosest dollar slot machines on the Strip. That was their forte to for marketing and a great buffet. So I worked there for 2 years, dealt all the games, worked in the casino, worked in accounting, wrote Keno. And you know, fast forward to 2019, Holiday Casino, which was owned by Shelby and Claudine Williams. Claudine was a beautiful lady that was used to be chairman of the board of Holiday Inns of America. Fast forward to 2019, that Holiday Casino is now Harrah's, which Caesars Entertainments, we owned. We own now Harrah's Las Vegas, where I did an internship in the late 70s.
When did you start thinking, along with your colleagues, that you might be able to purchase Caesars Entertainment?
Well, we had some institutional investors come to our CEO, Tom Rieg, and they weren't happy with what was going on at Caesars about late 2017, early 2018. They weren't happy with how Caesars was being operated. And what could we do? We went to Caesars and said, are you interested? And they said no. Then Mr. Icahn started acquiring shares of stock, and before Mr. Icahn started acquiring shares of stock, their board of directors had the fiduciary responsibility to reply to our request of our interest. And of all things, they had their CEO meet with our CEO. Now, where that was going to go, we know it was going to go nowhere. I mean, their CEO is going to meet with our CEO to say, hey, you want to buy our company and replace me? That's never going to work. So we had that meeting. Nothing, of course, happened. But then, fast forward, Mr. Icahn started acquiring shares, and we had a relationship, a good relationship, still do with Carl Icahn, because we purchased Tropicana Gaming from him. And his CEO worked very, very closely with us. And so we had a great relationship with him. He started acquiring shares of stock. And then we had the opportunity to make that call to see whether or not they were truly interested. And so that fast forward, that's really how it, Mr. Icahn got involved, had a couple, three people on the board of directors, and the door got opened then, and then the true negotiation started.
It seems to me that this is one of the three biggest deals that I can recall of where a small fish took a big fish. When Cap Cities bought ABC, the television network, nobody had ever heard of Cap Cities, and suddenly they bought this huge national television network. Harrah's, originally buying Caesars Entertainment, was another situation where, relatively speaking, a small Reno company came in. And now here's the third part, which is where Eldorado Resorts takes over Caesars Entertainment. Does that just amaze you that you're in the position you're in now?
Well, Sam, our family and our company has been truly blessed. I mean, luck, we'll always take a little bit of luck, but we've truly been blessed. When 2014, we had the opportunity to merge into a public gaming company, and I went to my father and said, Dad, you know, we were always looking for that next opportunity. Shreveport we did in 2005, but we knew we wanted to grow and just didn't find the right opportunity until Tom brought us Mountaineer Gaming, a racetrack, a racino company that had three properties. And I went to my father and said, Dad, we have this opportunity to merge into this company. We'll be the majority owner. We'll operate it. We'll have the board of directors. We'll name the board of directors. I want you to be chairman. I'll be CEO, Dad. And we'll put our board of directors together and we'll be public. We won't have the cost of doing an IPO. This is a great way to do it. And he was all for the deal. But He was probably, I'm guessing, 84 years old, and his real love was the winery. And he was just in the middle of a expansion of doubling the size of the red wine winery. And so,
and this is Ferrari Corona, for those that may not be aware.
Yes, Ferrari Corona winery. And surprisingly to me, when I said, "Dad, I want you to be the chairman, I'll be CEO," he goes, no, you be the chairman and CEO." And I go, "What?" He goes, no, I want to spend more time at the winery, and I'm doing the development there." And I said, "Okay, well, you'll be on the board of directors." He goes, "No, I don't want to be on the board of directors." So right then and there, I knew that he was ready to hand over the company to the family and to Tom, and he wanted to go spend his days developing what he really loved then is the winery. So that was 2014. We acquired MTR, three Racinos, which a lot of people don't know really what Racinos are, but that's how they acquire their gaming licenses, is because they have racetracks, and so much of our casino revenue goes to helping the racetrack business, because racetracks are not profitable by themselves. So we acquired those three, and then after that we acquired, that was three casinos or Racinos, which are full-blown. Some have, like Sounder Downs in Columbus, Ohio, has about 1,800 slot machines. No table games, but slot machines does very, very well in Columbus, Ohio. The other two in Erie, Pennsylvania and West Virginia had both table games and slots. And then in 2016, we purchased Isle of Capri, and I think they probably had about 12 casinos, riverboats, mainly in the Midwest and in the South. That was from a public company, but again, a family company, the Goldstein family. Robert Goldstein was the son who was chairman, and his father was the founder of the first one to open up a riverboat casino around in Bettendorf, Iowa. So it was fun talking to, even though they were public, he wanted to make sure that he was selling his company to somebody who would love his company and take care of his company. So we had a lot of ties together with our fathers, and his father was an attorney but got into the scrap metal business, then got into the gaming business. And my father was an attorney, got into the casino business, then got into the wine business. So we purchased Isle of Capri with their, I think, 12 or 14 casinos. And then fast forward, we buy Tropicana Gaming with their seven casinos, Atlantic City and St. Louis and actually Mont Bleu at Lake Tahoe, which was the old Caesars Tahoe, which used to had great bones. Caesars Tahoe had great bones. And then one little one that we'd been trying to buy for years from MGM was Elgin. We bought one property in Elgin, which is just outside of Chicago. So by 2018, we had 26 casinos in 12 states. And then fast forward, the discussion starts with Harrah's, and then here we are today, or Caesars, and here we are today.
Well, I'm going to turn it over now to Howard Stutz, executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports.
Great.
I wanted to ask you about Tahoe. You had acquired Mont Bleu, the operations. That's being sold now to Twin River. But you have Harvey's and Harrah's, probably the two primary properties there in Lake Tahoe. What are some plans that you have for it? How do you look at the Tahoe market in this, you know, statewide as the way the state has been going the last few years?
Howard, Tahoe, you know, everybody that knows Lake Tahoe knows that there's only one Lake Tahoe in the world. And it's such a beautiful jewel. And I know from growing up in Reno and operating in Reno, finally Reno woke up and said, okay, let's call Reno Tahoe, because, you know, people know where Lake Tahoe is, but a lot of people don't know where Reno is. The properties, the Harrah's and Harvey's property in Tahoe, South Tahoe, have great bones. They've just been neglected for years. When we did our tour, it seems like forever ago, but we did our first tour, it was disheartening, really, to see the condition of the property, the rooms. The best rooms at the lake up until recently when we started remodeling our rooms at Harvey's, were the MontBleu rooms, because Tropicana Gaming did a nice job of remodeling the rooms at the old Caesars Tahoe. But Harris and Harvey's, with Bill Hare and Harvey Gross building those properties, did a fantastic job of creating great bones. We're right now remodeling the rooms at Harvey's, those beautiful lakeside rooms with the lakeside views that are the best rooms anywhere in the world, it seems like. We've got Hell's Kitchen that, you know, opened at Harvey's. There's a lot of opportunity. We've only had the keys to the kingdom a short while right now, but we think there's a lot of opportunity, not only in catching up and taking care of the deferred maintenance in these properties at Tahoe, at Harris and Harvey's, but also we were completely surprised about the demand for the large players, the high rollers that go to Caesar's Palace and go to Las Vegas, that I remember used to love to go to Caesar's Tahoe, but that want to come back to Harris and Harvey's at the lake. But the management policy up until we just found out and took over was that they wouldn't accept the table limits that that Las Vegas would. So with our culture and our policy and our philosophy, we immediately told our general manager there, who used to work there years ago, and he was just all open arms and smiles about it, take the same limits that they have anywhere at any Caesars Entertainment property. And it's amazing that the demand that we have and the play that they're getting, the high limit play that they're getting at the lake, it's that blew us away.
More with Gary Carano after this.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And now back to our interview with Gary Carano.
Now, you still have family working in the company. The Carano family is still involved. You know, it's not just from the corporate side. You have our employees working, family members working, including your son Anthony, who's president and chief operating officer. I wonder how many family members, first off, do you have still in the properties? And I'm curious what your thoughts on that. That type of operating.
Well, Howard, I think that goes back to our basic culture when we went public. We thought then, and we know now, there is a niche, not only with our fellow team members and our players, but also with the street, to be a public company, but put a private family face on the company to a certain extent. You know, Caesars Entertainment, that's why we're not Eldorado Resorts now, we're Caesars Entertainment, is the biggest and best brand of gaming and hospitality in the world. So having family in the operation is continuing down to, you know, through the third generation. My son, as you mentioned, is the chief president and chief operating officer. He grew up in the business, went to law school, but in his undergraduate worked at the Eldorado in training program at the Eldorado for 4 years, and worked in the casino there. And now I have the love of my lives, my two daughters, my oldest daughter, who worked for Bank of America as a senior vice president for 15 years. She's working in the government affairs department in corporate, and my youngest daughter is working in the marketing department. So I've got all three of my siblings working for us in corporate, and in my sister, Cindy, who's just, she's in charge of our philanthropic programs in Reno at the Row. She's and also so involved in downtown Reno and the opportunities we have in downtown Reno. Cindy's done just a great job, and she grew up in the hotel business and did her internship at the Hyatt in San Francisco, and so really knows the business and loves her real love now is the philanthropic side. My brother Greg is he has a senior vice president of food and beverage, but he's basically our corporate chef and one of our best hosts. And he loves to go to the, as Sam has interviewed him many times, he's our best host and loves to, we send him out, deploy him out to, we're opening up Brew Brothers across the country. I think we have 5 or 6 Brew Brothers now across the country, and he goes out and helps them design them on the front side, then goes back with the team for about a month and opens them up. My brother Glenn is the ex-Dallas Cowboy quarterback, he's the president of the Western Native American casinos. We have 3 Native American casinos, one in Buena Vista, just south of Sacramento, one in San Diego, and one south of Phoenix. He's in charge of those 3, plus he's in charge of the Row in downtown Reno. So Glenn's got his hands full. His brother Gene, who is working with our high limit play in the company, is and Gene grew up on the gaming side, so that's just a great fit.
More with Gary Carano after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And now back to our interview with Gary Carano.
And part of the culture is, you know, because we all worked in the business, it's different when we've bought all these companies in the past, and they see when I was the chairman and CEO, and they see the CEO go in and sit down with the general manager and his team and go over the financials to the detail that we do, and then go in and talk to the to the employees in the back of the house, that's not how corporate gaming America is for most companies. And I think our management respects that and our team members respect that. That is a culture change for Caesars Entertainment. That used to be the culture when Phil Satre was the chairman, and Phil did a magnificent job with Harrah's and Caesars and built a tremendous company, and then now he's doing great things with Wynn. But the culture that we have is more closer to aligned with how Phil Satre operates, and that is having a small corporate department. When we had 26 casinos and in 12 states, I think we had 250 total corporate employees. 26 casinos, 250 corporate. Caesars had about 60, and that includes 15 of them in Europe. So they had, you know, 45 or 40, you know, high 40s in America. And they had over 3,000 people in corporate. And so that's the difference and the opportunity that we saw, that we have. Our culture is to empower the properties, whether you're on the Las Vegas Strip, whether you're at Lake Tahoe, or whether you're in the Midwest, South, wherever, the properties management to make the decisions with the support of the corporate. And that's completely flip-flop from where Caesars, how Caesars would run in the past. So I think the management team was, when we went and had our initial meetings with the Caesars team, that was music to their ears.
More with Gary Carano after this.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny!
Dad?
Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Join Howard Stutz and I for part two of our interview with Gary Carano on the next Nevada Newsmakers.